Fresh off the holidays, the first 4 weeks of the year is the time when many couples split. January is considered divorce month by a lot of experts. Jacqueline Newman is a divorce attorney based in New York City, managing partner at Berkman, Botker, Newman, and Rod. Why do marriages collapse at the start of the year? Jacqueline, explain.
January is a big time that people just don't want to do another year of this. So they are calling their divorce lawyers, and they are ready to kind of pull the plug. I think a lot of people stick it out during the holidays, but then come January, they're just ready to be done.
Wow. And how do we know that? Why, is there evidence that shows January is the month for divorces?
Well, I can tell you specifically in our firm, I know we get a ton of phone calls during that, but I know that also there's been research done. FindLaw.com did an analysis of American divorce filings between 2008 and 2011, and they used legal research services such as Westlaw, and they show spikes in divorce in January, and also another rise and peak in March, they say. They say there's more searches done for divorce and family law and child custody. It jumps, they say, from 50% from December to January.
We're speaking with Jacqueline Newman, family law attorney at the firm of Berkman, Botker, Newman, and Rod in New York City, and we're talking about how January is divorce month. So the reasons typically, what do we say generally? Money issues, communication issues? What are the reasons most people are filing?
I think that communication issues are definitely number one reason, which, you know, sometimes it's communication about money. But, I think it all comes down to how people can communicate. My big thing that I say to clients often is, you know, it's really a question of how well you fight. Everyone can get along well, but when you're actually fighting, it's a question of how well you can fight and if you can recover.
Does it pain you to see some of these couples come in here? Like, do you ever say to a couple or somebody who's filing, like, do you give an opportunity to do one more thing? Like, say, hey, before you do anything else, try this. Like, do you do that, or you just take the case as it comes in?
I absolutely do that. One of the first things that I ask of a potential client is, I say, are you sure you want to get divorced? And if they hesitate, even slightly, my advice is usually go to a marriage counselor, try something else. It's a tough, tough process, and you don't want to go down that road unless you're sure you're not turning back. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely tell people, you know, definitely give it one last shot. Be sure that this is what you want to do before you start the process.
I wasn't expecting that answer, I must admit. Thanks, Jacqueline. Jacqueline Newman, divorce attorney from New York.